The Metropolitan Opera in New York has revived a 19th century work last performed there in 1936, La Juive, The Jewess, by Jacques Fromental Halévy. It's a piece about religious conflict and intolerance, persecution of the Jews by the Catholic Church in the 15th century. The plot is a complicated welter of doomed lovers, political and personal hatreds, and revenge. A Catholic prince falls in love with a beautiful Jewish girl. He's disguised as a Jew. She is really the daughter of the Catholic cardinal who's threatening her adopted father, Eleazar, the leader of the Jewish community. In a gruesome ending, the cardinal condemns Eleazar and his adopted daughter, Rachel, to death as she is thrown into a vat of boiling oil. Eleazar reveals to the cardinal that he has just killed his own daughter. The revival at the Met has happened because of the determination of tenor Neil Shikoff, who sings the role of Eleazar.
La Juive is a piece, it's a political piece, which is extraordinarily contemporary today. It speaks about intolerance, persecution, prejudice, and needless to say, we live in a time when all of those factors are around us. We experience it all the time. We see it on CNN all the time. We hear it on the radio all the time.
Why do you think it was not performed after the war, before now?
It's a difficult piece in terms of a tenor. You need a tenor who believes very much in the implications of what the opera states. It's a piece that has many, many colors in it from that particular character. I think that there was a belief that the opera, this French style, has become passé, this French grand opera style. I think there have been criticism. I don't believe that it's correct criticism that the composer was not strong enough, that Halévy is not a strong enough music is not strong enough. I think that it just, you need a tenor to fulfill this vehicle.
You need a tenor who's passionate about the material.
Definitely. Definitely.
And your father was a cantor. Presumably you bring something special to the role.
Well, I bring some physical things that are special to the role. First of all, I bring my father's talis, which is the prayer shawl. That was the shawl that he used when he was in the synagogue. I watched him as a child with that on countless times.
I wonder if you bring your father's voice to this role.
You know, that's an interesting thing you say that, because in the Passover scene, which is in the beginning of the second act, it's incredible, moving music. I went to cantorial school. I was there in Hebrew Union College for 3 years. But frankly, I didn't complete the program because everyone wanted me to be like my father, who was a very, very famous cantor. And I left and went to Juilliard, where I thought there was a different calling. But I remember my father's expression and his sound, and I remember how much heart he had and could share with the congregation. And this emotion I have tried, and to some success, bring onto the stage of the Metropolitan Opera.
One of the criticisms of this performance, and also, I might add, of Caruso's that I've read, is that the character of Eleazar is to some extent sort of played as a Shylock-type character.
Definitely.
And that this is, that this has offended some people.
Oh, I don't think it offends anyone. I don't feel that. I think if you one has to take this character and this piece and realize that it's about intolerance and that at the end of the opera, everyone will lose.
Brunier is the cardinal,
mm-hmm. Yes, who has he finds his biological daughter. I tell him that it is Rochelle. He is destroyed over that information. Rochelle dies, chooses to die with me. I choose to die because I will not change my religion and my religious values to Catholicism. So that when there's lack of dialogue, when there's this intolerance, everyone loses.
I want to sort of switch gears here and talk about your predecessor in this role at the Metropolitan Opera. You're singing a role which was famously performed by Enrico Caruso. Mm-hmm. It was a performance especially remembered because it was his last on Christmas Eve in 1920. How did you approach singing something that had been so famously done by perhaps the most famous tenor in the world?
I feel overwhelmed. To do an aria, which is totally filled with emotions, there's so many colors and levels to that aria. But on top of that, I grew up listening to Caruso sing this aria. I think that it, rightly so, is historic because of his rendition of it. There's no question of his empathy with this character.
It's a moment in which Eleazar, who is, we're supposed to think, the father of Rachel, is sort of divided in his own mind about whether he will take this girl to death with him.
It was, for me, opening night, which was a few days ago, frightening. My nerve level was substantially higher than it normally is, which is normally very high. I knew that people were thinking history in their minds of Caruso and Martinelli, who was also a fantastically great tenor who made history with this part, and also Richard Tucker, who had sung it several times in different venues. So I felt the history of that. I also feel fortunate that I came through that evening centering myself and getting involved with the character. I feel lucky. I mean, I must say, I feel as much as I work on my talent all the time, luck plays a part in those moments.
Well, now, obviously, we have a recording of your version of the aria. Eleazar sings, "Go and sentence me to death. My vengeance is assured. I am the one to sentence thee to everlasting grief." He goes on, and then it occurs to him, "My daughter, Rachel, what a dreadful thought is tearing at my heart. My vengeance will turn you into a victim," he says. And he is tortured by the idea of that he has raised this child to be happy, and now he's going to turn her over to the executioner. And she, a voice cries out, "Save me from the jaws of death."
Well, that's interesting, because that's in the B section of the aria. It's in the middle section of the aria. And I have tried very hard to alter my voice somewhat to speak the words of what Rochelle actually says. It's a very emotional moment. This is somebody, I mean, Eleazar absolutely loves Rochelle. He has raised her as his own, and he sacrifices her.
Tenor Neil Shikoff sings the role of Eleazar in the opera La Juive. It's in production at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City for the first time since 1936, and it runs through December 19th. Neil Shikoff, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.